Thank you, everyone. Good to be back with you again here on another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And just reminding you, if you have things to share, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to see them. Check out 50 Things to Do in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you. Go down the Niobrara River. Visit Merritt Reservoir. How about some of the Quiet Trail International on the Niobrara River? Or if golf seems to be your game, the Frederick Peak Golf Club, the Prairie Club, and more in the area. So be sure to check out golf in the Valentine area at visitvalentine.com.
And knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. Their convention, from their first publication to their latest issue, continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively directly to you in the mail. Tri-State Livestock News.
It is what ranchers read.
That's right.
Can I share a story called The Kindergartner?
Oh, please do. I love kindergartner stories.
Timmy was a little five-year-old boy whose mom loved him very much, and being a worrier, she was concerned about his walking to school when he started kindergarten. She walked him to the school the first couple of days, and at the end of the week, he came home from school and told his mother that he did not want her walking him to school every day. He wanted to be like the big boys, he protested loudly. So she had an idea of how to handle it. She asked a neighbor, Mrs. Goodnest, if she would please follow him to school in the mornings, staying at a distance so he probably wouldn't notice her. Mrs. Goodnest said that since she was up early with her toddler anyway, it would be a good way for them to get some exercise as well. So she agreed. The next school day, Mrs. Goodnest and her little girl, Marcy, set out following behind Timmy as he walked to school with another neighbor boy that he knew. She did this for the whole week. As the boys walked and chatted, kicking stones and twigs, Timmy's little friend noticed the same lady was following them, as she seemed to do every day all week. Finally, he said to Timmy, "Have you noticed that lady following us to school all week? Do you know her?" Timmy nonchalantly replied, "Yeah, I know who she is." The friend said, "Well, who is she?" "That's just Shirley Goodnest," Timmy replied, "and her daughter Marcy." "Shirley Goodnest? Who is she, and why is she following us?" "Well," Timmy said, "every night my mom makes me say the 23rd Psalm with my prayers, because she worries about me so much. And in the Psalm it says, 'Surely Goodnest and Marcy shall follow me all the days of my life.' So I guess I'll just have to get used to it. May Surely Goodnest and Marcy be with you today and always." It's called The Kindergartner here on The Good Stuff.
I like that. Okay. Brewing a cup of coffee. Now, we don't generally share recipes here on The Good Stuff.
And if it's a good one, we can.
Well, this is a Norwegian cup of coffee.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yes. Now, this is how we used to have coffee at my grandma's house. The Norwegian secret to making an excellent cup of coffee uses a simple egg. Now, you thought it was going to be a joke, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You did. Yankton resident Connie Kendall, whose speech still carries traces of her parents' Norwegian roots, brewed many cups of good, clear coffee in her white enamel pot using the egg method. The egg is an unnoticeable element flavor-wise that makes the coffee milder and clearer and helps keep the grounds at the bottom of the pot and out of your cup. What you do, you beat a whole egg, white and yolk, until frothy. Some recipes add the eggshell, but Kendall laughed at the idea. Now, we always use the eggshell, but moving along. Measure out a teaspoon of coffee grounds per cup of coffee and mix the grounds with the beaten egg. Meanwhile, bring a pot of water to a boil. Gradually stir the coffee mixture into the boiling water and let it steep for 15 to 20 minutes. Remove the pot from the stove and let the coffee settle to the bottom. Pour and serve. And that's a Norwegian cup of coffee.
No kidding.
Clear and delicious.
Here's another one of those how old are you tests. Do you remember pant leg clips for bicycles that don't have chain guards on them?
No.
Soldering irons you heat up on a gas burner?
No.
Using hand signals for cars without turn signals?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess you're not older than dirt then.
Yeah, there you go.
Folks, if you have something to share with us, whether it's older than dirt or not, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.